Torah Moshe Tesvav Sivan Tavshin Ein Ches Reb Nussan Chaim Nussan Halb.
Be'erech 200 years ago, there was a great Rov called Reb Hillel Kalamaya. Reb Hillel Kalamaya came, he was a descendant of the Chasam Sofer from the Peshmerga dynasty. And his minig was that he used to go around and he used to say to Chocha, he used to say, Musa, even for tzaddikim, even for gedoy la'adoyus. The Moshe came to Reb Chaim Tzanze, and Reb Chaim Tzanze knew what a tzaddik he was, and he said, please Reb Hillel, tell me Musa, I want to know what I can correct. And he showed him that the amal amber, which normally a person has to have opposite the door when you come into your house, you the Amal Amal Uzeicha Churban, he said it wasn't according to the way he thought it should have been. Straight away, Tzanzerov got a ladder, he did it in the way that Reb Hillel told him to do it, and it was Makabel. And this used to go on, every time he used to go, everyone knew that he was the greatest tzaddik that used to be able to go around, and people wanted to know how they could improve themselves. So one time he came to the Tzaddiker Rebbe, the first Tzaddiker Rebbe, Avrom Yaakov, and he asked, the Rebbe asked Reb Hillel, please tell me Musa, how can I improve? So Reb Hillel asked him a question as follows. He says, why don't you tell Musa to your Hasidim? That means that you say the Ritoyah on the parashah, you speak about various inyonim, but I've never heard that you're speaking Musa. Why don't you speak Musa? So he said a very interesting question, a very interesting answer, which is connected to this week's Sedra. He answered him that I teach my Hasidim one thing. I teach my Hasidim how to eat. If they know how to eat, then automatically everything else will be included in that. Which seems a very strange answer for this question. What's it got to do? If you know how to be able to eat, therefore you should be able, everything else is going to be alright. So the embassy that this week said, the Torah teaches us about Klal Yisrael, the Mis'avim. They were complaining, Zachanu is that dog, we remember the fish which he ate in Mitzrayim. They were complaining for meat. The British brought them slav. They want such a happy ending. But the Torah teaches the whole parasha about how Klal Yisrael will miss Avim, and obviously the Torah teaches this, there's something that we can learn from it. So the first glance of it is, what are you going to start speaking about? Ketushas Achila, that's for Bala Madrega, it's for a very high level of Avodas Hashem. It comes to davening and learning, you can understand, but it's for Tzadikim, it's for the grace of mention, it's not for a simple lead to be busy with Ketushas Achila. So the emissary that I was thinking, that if you look at it on the world, there are various people that run their businesses from advising people what to eat or not to eat. There's the health issue, there's other dieting issues, and it's very accepted in India to talk about when it comes to the onoisa of the Olam Agashmi. So the same thing is for emes when it comes to ruchnius, they're also the same thing. What do I mean? That emes said it's not dafka a madrega which is shaykh only to bnei aliyah. It's a mefurush mechabel shulchan aruch has discussed this Indian, and when a person eats, we're not talking about fasting, we're not talking about machshavas of spashis agashmius. The same piece of meat that he's going to eat, if he has the kavon and that he's eating it shem shemayim, then that is be'embas mekayim the mitzvah b'chol deruchechad. Everyone is mekayim a mitzvah with that. The Shavura says that, and Shemaisa say that when he eats and he roitz alechel v'lishtes, I want to eat and drink in order that I should have koyach to be able to serve the Ribbono Shleim. People still find it hard that I'm not going to fool myself. When I said today the Kovashab is Kodesh, he knows very well that he enjoys every spoon that he's eating. What's the connection? But the emphasis is not true, because the person, the Shoma, is his true essence, and he is striving to take, be able to eat Shem Shemaim and to serve the Ribbono Shleim the right way. The body is fooling him differently, because that's the Chitzonius. But the emphasis is, the Primius is the emphasis to Shem Shemaim. Now the emphasis is that in this Indian, there's two chalokim. One is something which a person is more hesitant with, the chalik of sumura. There's lots of chalokim which are shaykh to this noisa of asay toiv, meaning just in the positive. A person can ask, if he's going to concentrate on only the asay toiv, the positive, what's he going to be able to gain? So it's a very interesting maaser, a Meir Prem Mishlana. He had in his town, the mikveh that they used to use, they had to be able to go up a steep mountain in order to be able to get there, to be able to get to the mikveh. So in the winter months, it was all iced up, and it was impossible to be able to go up the mountain to be able to get to the mikveh. And there was a whole long way that you had to go the whole way around to be able to get there. And somehow Rav Meir Prim Shlanda always managed to be able to go straight up the steep mountain and he arrived at the top. And they asked him, how is it Shaykh that he can go straight up this steep mountain, this icy mountain, and the Rebbe never seems to fall down, he always seems to manage to get to the top without any problem. So he answered a very interesting answer. He said, I'll say this in Yiddish and I'll translate. He said, Oy mit Ziege binden zum Oiden, fallt man nicht herup enten. If you're connected above, then you don't fall down below. Meaning that a tzaddik that's connected above, someone's tied to the string on top, then he's not going to be able to fall down afterwards. So he had no problem going up the steep, icy mountain, even in the winter months, to be able to get there, because it was connected. So I heard this story to bring out this point. A lot of times the person wants to know, the chelik of sumira, going away from bad, is sometimes much more difficult. The person concentrates on Asay Toiv, and he makes sure that he's zugeben zum Oiden, he's connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam above, then automatically the rest of the things will come with, and the chelik of sumira will be solved by itself. So the question is, if we're discussing the chelik of Asay Toiv, of the chelik of the Misavim, of Pashas Baal Oischa, when it was Misavim to Bosa, so the Torah writes it in a way of sumira. Klal Yisrael went looking for meat, Klal Yisrael remembering the fish, and we should go away from that, and we should not be interested, not be busy with the Misavim Taiva. So what's the chelik of Asay Toiv? The chelik Asay Toiv is also Shulchan Aruch. We talk Shulchan Aruch for everyone. It's very clear, and it's fascinating how the Shulchan Aruch sets up the table, the dinner table of every Pashtid. The only thing that loch is, they have to put salt on the table. So there's two reasons given. The Rambam brings in Erchaim, Simkuf, Samach Zayin, Hilchas B'tzias Apas, that you shouldn't say Amoitzi until there's salt on the table. So the Rambam says, the Mechaba holds that if you've got salt in your bread, then it's not a chiyuv. The Rambam says, Mikol Mokoyim, Mitzvah Lahavi Akol Shulchan Melech. You have to bring on every single table salt. Koidem Sheyivtza before you make Amoitzi. The table of a person is compared to Mizbeach. We all know when a child goes on a table, oh, go off the table, 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 Mizbeach. So, why or Shulchan? So, what the Rama says in the Gabi eating, that a Shulchan is table, Mizbeach, v'achile k'korban. That means when a simple eat comes to sit down to eat his breakfast, he makes a moitzi, say, 1 second of eat, let's make sure there's salt on the table. Why do I need salt? What do you mean about me? Makra korban. Say, what do you mean? Which korban? Korban. Oyla korban. Shlom. Where's the korban? Obviously, I make this. Every single table that person eats by shulchan is doimelam is veach va'achilek a korban. For Neeman, it says va'korban al kol korban chatakim elach. So therefore, you have to have salt by the table. It's simple maths. If it's a korban and there's a mizbeach, you need melach. The regular halach is of a korban. But who may give an apparatus and it protects the person from punishments? The Shabura says that he brings a medrash that while a person is washing, he's not doing other mitzvahs, he's waiting until everyone's washed. If there's salt on the table, then the salt can't be mekatrig. Valkaponim, you see from here how the Shulchan Aruch sets up that achila of a poshtayid, this is a chelik of a moshtav of asay toiv. We're not concentrating on what not to eat, we're concentrating, he's anyway eating, but he's doing it, he's elevating it to a certain amount, and he's realizing that he's got the schus and the rebellion's mash, if he's eating the korban, it's a completely different approach. So, that's the halacha. Now let's try to understand what's the connection between a person eating and a korban. So there's two different aspects to chayda. One aspect is that a korban is a lashon of crave, a lashon of coming close. Masor of Shimshon Pinkas writes, he had the gewaldige koich of Shimshon to be able to bring down lofty ideas in small change. He'd be able to break it down and put it on a very simple oifen. And he says as follows. He says a person realizes that the Boishim gives him life. Fine. He knows it. When does this happen? When does this operation of injecting life into a person occur? When does this take place? So he says, when a person eats, a person doesn't eat for an extended amount of time, then they'll die. Shas, a person eats, and the Rebbeinu created the world in a way that food is made up of certain things that Rebbeinu put into it, which gives chias to a person. So a person eats, and he realizes this simple thought. I'm now sitting by a table, and the Rebbeinu is giving me life, giving me chias. Person just concentrated on that small thought. He said it's a gewaldig. Person can feel the gewaldig is scarves to Rebbeinu Shleim. He feels the Rebbeinu Shleim is now giving him life. That's mamash a korban. A person brings a korban to make. This feels closer to Rebbeinu Shleim. Person chaps. That's exactly what happened with Shas when he's eating. Now there's another ma'isa to do with salt, which the Abderov once asked his Einikel, his grandson, he asked him, why do they have to bring salt to the table? So obviously he's asking such a question, he's going to give an answer. So he said a new idea, a new thought, how he can explain the idea of bringing salt to the table. He said as follows. He said, we know, Rashi tells us, Parashas Bereishis, that the Ribbono Shel Olam, when he made the world, there was mayim elyonim, and there was water above. And the Bereishis split them, and wanted water on top, water on the bottom. And the mayim tachtonim weren't very excited about it, and they said, ano ba'ino lemahave kamamalka. We want to be close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Why are you putting us down here on this gashmistic world? We want to be by the Ribbono Shel Olam, want to be part of mayim elyonim. So how did the Ribbono Shel Olam comfort them? He said, I've got two ways. Number one, Nisuch HaMayim, when the Mishmikdash comes, he's going to use you to pour on the Mizbeach. And secondly, there's going to be salt. From water, you make salt, and that salt goes to go on the Mizbeach. And therefore, since the salt goes to go on the Mizbeach, it's going to be like a korban. So therefore, you're going to have a scarabus, you're going to be close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And they were happy with that. So he said that this taina of Anoba Ina Lemahava Kamamalka, I want to be close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, is what we hear when we see salt on the table. Salt reminds us of something which had the one request. I want to be close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I want to be before Hashem. And what was the answer? You know what? Alkol Korban Chatak Kamelach. So we're standing today in Toshin Ein Ches. We've also got Alkol Korban Chatak Kamelach. Like the Shulchan Aruch says, there's salt on the table. That's Mekayim. I want to be close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So there's that. So there's, the Abderov told his grandson, he said, that's why when the people think when you put salt in food, it gives a better taste. So he said, what's the pneumius, what's the deeper understanding of that? He said, when a person puts salt, does get them tam zum essen. That gives the taste, the richness, that gives the tam, that it reminds the person of Zeh Ashulchan Asher Lefnei Hashem. That's where a person is reminding himself of Anoba Ina Mahavakam Amalka, he wants to be close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is a gewaldige thought which ties in beautifully with this remark that taka's salt has got to do with the korban, not only scarabs are coming close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's another nakuda, which this is taka chelik to the other noise of, or I said before, I say of sumira, that the Indian of a person by a table, the Zohar Kodesh says that eating is a shas mulchoma. So for many people, when it comes to dieting, they know very, very simple way what it means that it's a war, because they just come, the dietitian just told them what they can eat, what they can't eat, and then they come home and on the table spreads all sorts of goodies and have to know what, yeah, what not. So the Zohar already calls eating a shas mulchoma, it's a fight, what's going on? But the Emes says that faket, there's a certain type of mizbech, many times person sacrifices what to eat, what not to eat, so he's careful on the hilchis toloim, he's careful on the hilchis echsheim, he's careful, person has a whole shulchan aruch to follow what you can eat, what you can't eat. So in a certain aspect, he's makriv, it's a mesirus nefesh. What does it mean, mesirus nefesh? Im yeshes nafshechem, nashes the parashat chayesara, means retzoinchem. He sacrifices certain personal desires, and he's giving way for Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's another kiyum of the ending of a korban, it's another kiyum of mesirus nefesh, which means mesirus rotz, and giving over to Ribbono Shel Olam. So there's a famous maisa, which the Shtel Tzuz, the Ebenezer of last week. Last week, the Torah said and talks about Anozi. Anozi is the Chazal, not so excited. The Chazal tells us about Anozi that he's Purish Atman Ayayin. It could be even a Chatos. The person can't just stand say he's not eating anything. The way the Torah teaches this is more how to do it, not what not to. But Akapolim, the Nozi, he saw a Soita. The Torah tells him you can make yourself Anozi, be Purish Atman Ayayin from grapes, from various other things. So the Torah says the interesting Lashon, Ishki Yafli, Lindo Ned Anozi Lahazal Hashem. What's the Lashon Ishki Yafli? What's the Pele? Lashon Pele. I heard once from Chaim Kauf when he said, that's why in Haftarah of last week, when he asked him, when Noach asked him the name, he said, what's your name? And he said, who Peli? Why who Peli? Because he's telling him about Hilchos and Naziris. And the Torah uses the word Ishki Yafli. So therefore, use the Lashon Yafli when it comes to Naziris. Ebenezer's got on. Medrash also said the same shot. Oh, Gewaldig. So the Ebenezer says a new pshat. The Ebenezer says that it's a pele. So what's the pele? He says because most people are not be able to control themselves what to eat or not to eat. And hey, he found someone that for 30 days he managed to hold himself back from eating grapes or wine. He's such an amazing person that he gets a title of a yafle. It's a pele. It's a wonder. Because most people can't do that. And therefore he says a nozi is a crown. He said such a person deserves a crown that for 30 days he managed to refrain himself from not eating grapes or wine. But there's Shelto Maisa that the Siatan and Rebbe once was stopped on the street by a goy, and he said, "As Rabbi, I heard that you're a wunder rabbina. I heard that you're a wonder rabbi." So the Siatan answered back as follows. He says, there's various sorts of rabbis. Some rabbis, a chief rabbi in charge of a whole country. Then there's a smaller rabbi that's in charge of a whole district of a few towns. You've got another rabbi who's in charge of one town. You've got a smaller rabbi that's in charge of one based medrash. And he says, as there's another type of rabbi that's in charge of himself. He says, the rabbi that's in charge of himself, that's a wunder rabbina. That's a wonder. That's ishki yafli. It's a pele. Because it's hard. We live in this world and there's all sorts of things going on. The person, even for 30 days, the person be able to in charge of himself, Mashlema Melech, it was al-makloi. That he was in charge of his own stick. A person in charge of himself, that's behemoth the pele. So the shaila is, that person still thinks that it's above him. We hear about tzaddikim that managed. I'll tell you a dugma of a darg of a tzaddik. My great-grandfather, Reb Shmuel Halpern, who was a Rav Amsterdam, he was once by the Cholzkever Rebbe, Reb Saul Cholzkever, and the Rebbe said something on Shabbos, which he couldn't come to terms with. The Rebbe said on Shabbos that if someone makes a bracha on food, and he has more benefit from the food than he has from making the bracha, then it's not worth too much. If a person enjoys the food more than he enjoys the bracha, then... I don't even remember the nusach how you feared those. And he was very, very bothered by such a oystrik, by such a terminology, to be able to see on someone like that. So he went over to Rebbe on Sunday and he said, the Rebbe is demanding from us big madrigas. So he said, a person should enjoy the bracha more than the food. Stam a musik, a person can enjoy a bracha. They showed now by the Manshur Shiva's yotzai, the Chof Beishvat Master Shabbos, they showed how the Shiva made the bracha, very pragofen. So then I showed a few minutes a clip of when he made Abdullah. He saw how he made the Hagofen. Every word, you could see he was eating up the words. He was enjoying saying the Baruch Atah. He's saying every word of the Hagofen was itself, was like a shmaki, because it was evident how he was enjoying every word to be able to pronounce and say thank the Baruch Hashem for each word separately. Akaponim, so the Rebbe told him that, what do you mean, my grandfather, the... Also said that before he was Niftah, that he never benefited from this world anything. Who can compare? First the Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Rabbeinu HaKadosh said before he was Niftah, even though he had all the Malchus of Rebbe, he lifted up his 10 fingers before he was Niftah, and he said, even a small finger. He said, how can we compare ourselves to Rabbeinu HaKadosh and Tanoim? So what do you mean, my grandfather, the Holy Grishon, also said that before he was Niftah? He said, how can we compare ourselves? He saw that it wasn't on the same page. The Rebbe didn't understand what the problem was. The person makes a bracha, he enjoys it. The food, say that. But that's a dogma of the madrigas. The person says it's tzaddikim, the great tzaddikim, how can we compare to that? So I heard an interesting original shat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, a person says, "I'm rishonim ki malachim." If the rishonim were like malachim, were like angels, is onu kibnei adam, we're like simple people. "I'm rishonim ki bnei adam," if the previous generations were like people, so on a kechamoyer we're like donkeys, and not even a kechamoyer shere pinchas ben yoy. Famous Gemara. So the Pasha Peshat is trying to say the Friedrich Doris, the early generations, are so great, and we're so worthless compared to them. So I heard the Fakete Peshat. It goes as follows. A person here is Madregas of Tzadikim. I said, what do you want from me? He said, they were angels, they were Malachim, they were Srofe, Mala. I can't compare myself to them. So Anu Kivnei Adam, we'll stay simple people. We won't be able to change, because we'll say we've got no shaykhs to them. They were malachim. What do you want from me? I'm a simple Jew. Oh, but if you say faket, im rishonim kivnei Adam, you'll say that these great tzaddikim are also people that were born on this world. They were simple people that worked themselves and they came to where they became to. They managed to get to where they come to. Is Anu Kichamoyim will integatla, we'll be able to girdle ourselves and we'll carry the Masa, like a chamoy, we'll also make sure to shtel to do what we can, because there were also people that nevertheless managed to get to where they got to. So, if you say they were angels, they were graces, that's like Masraf and Malabig, Malachim, so on a kivne Adam, we'll stay like simple people. If you say they were like people, and nevertheless they got to where they got to, so on a kivne we'll also be able to carry the all, we'll also be able to get to where we can get to. So here, Ma'aser Tzadikim, Avada, this Madregas, we can't get to, but still tempts us to be able to get. And the Emes in Meshech Chochma says this, this week's Seder as well. He says that at the end of the Seder, Moshe Rabbeinu took 70 people together from all the Shvatim. So why did Dafkin have Pashal Bala Yischa? So he said that clearly he was worried that Klal Yisrael are going to be put off. At the beginning of the Seder, we saw Aaron took the Levim and he waved them all and he was separated the Shevet Levi that's separate than all other Shvatim and Klal Yisrael. And now it comes along and the simple lead says, what do you want from me? Shevet Levi, the Bereshim shows they can come to the big Madrigas to be close to the Bereshim Shleilim. So the Bereshim said, no, I'm going to take from every Shevet, 70 people from Gans Klal Yisrael. Every single lead that wants to, everyone can. Everyone can be Zeichet to be able to get there. So the Maisa of now in the Chodesh Sivan, it's an idea which we see in this Chodesh, which ties into what we're saying. Meaning that Avada there's Tzadikim, Avada there's Madregas, Avada there's Ruchnius, and we live in Einam HaGashmi, and as we know, a person says, Shulchan Aruch wants for me to be able to eat as a Mizbeach and with Kavonas. So the Emes is that Shevet Zvulun, every Chodesh corresponds with a different Shevet. Shevet Zvulun is a Shevet of Sivan. And the Chayr is very strange. We would have thought that Kabbalah Satayr, Chayr 7, is from Shevet Yisachar, that we hear the Bina, or maybe from Shevet Yehuda, that there's Yehuda Shalach Lefanov, or from Shevet Levi, maybe even should be Chayr 7, because it says Chayr Shvet Kabbalah Satayr. So the Sforim tell us that Chayr 7 is a Chayr, when Rebbeinu Yisrael came down from Shemaim, by Yerid Hashem Al Asina, there was a connection. There was a connection when the heavens and the earth met. Rebbeinu Yisrael from Shemaim came down to this world. And this teaches us, this musig, that the two worlds aren't separate. Faket. Olam hazeh connects the emes to olam haba. So therefore it's takas shaykh to shevet zvulun. For shevet zvulun are the ones that are using the olam hazeh to be able to support the olam haba. They're connecting the two chadashim together, the two worlds together. The olam hazeh, the olam haba. Avadah there's the olam haba. And avadah there's a table of shulchan, which a person eats, which is olam hazeh. But it's Nishkan Stira. Chodesh Sivan, we learn this connection that even Olam Hazeh can be used in order to be able to connect to Olam Haba and to elevate it and use the same Gashmias and with some sort of Machshava before, person can be elevate it to attack it to the Dag of a Korban. And the Maila of this is that it's something that no one knows about. Person, emotional Davin, so even if you guys are Davin, so those tzaddikim, they couldn't see anything on them. A person damages the geshmak, a person learns well. So at the end of the day, sometimes it can be some sort of shalei lishma. Chazal say a person can learn shalei lishma to come to the shema. But this noister is a very private avodah where a person has a rebbeinu shem, because no one else can know. You can have two people sitting on the table, and one of them he thinks before he eats, and he has machshavas, and he realizes what he's doing, and the other one eating without any thought. And then no one can see the difference between them. Only Rebbeinu Shem is Yiri Levevav. It's a gewaltig pnimius dik avoida, emes dik avoida, which a person can arrive to without the cheshbon or anyone else knowing about it. So on a more poshut oifen, what I did once when I teach younger boys, sometimes older boys, and there's sort of various sorts of prizes that they give nowadays to children. Some people, there's pros and cons to give Nash, not to give Nash, to give all different sorts of prizes. I came up with a sort of original idea to give her a prize. I told them that I'm going to give them the main condition for a person to become to be able to attain the level of Ruach HaKodesh. So you got a 12-year-old boy, sounds quite tempting. I thought I'll tell them a Loshon from Arizal, this form brings a Loshon from Arizal, and I wasn't willing just to give it away so easily. I told them a certain amount of points they had. The prize will be, I'll give them a printout of a Loshon that the Sforim bring down from Shah Ruach HaKodesh from Arizal. And he writes there, the main condition for a person to be able to come to Ruach HaKodesh. So, the Shia, the Gewaldige Chavivas, start the way to tear away. So, we're not going to take any points of anyone. But I'll still share with you this Loshon from Arizal. The reason why I say it is that I heard once that there was a certain maggid in Yerushalayim that he heard a war from someone, so he went over to that person, he heard the Ksav Seif, and gave him 150 shekel. So he said, why? He said, I want to make sure that it costs me something, I always want to remember this Ksav Seif. So it was a musik. I was telling you, I tell these boys, take something off them, that you remember that they paid for it, there should be a gewaldiger hemshech to be able to keep it. So the Chaim Vital writes, he writes what Arizal told him. Gam omali moirizal. My Rebbe Zuchel of Rocha told me, Arizal told me as follows. Ki ike hasogas to odom ruach hakodesh. The main way that depends on a person to be able to get Ruach HaKodesh, Tuluya, it's dependent, Alidei Kavona Sa'adam, when a person is Mechavan, Uzihiris, and he's careful, B'chol Birchas Hanenin. Person makes a bracha, Shahakel, Hagofim, Mezoinus, whatever Birchas Hanenin he makes, person's careful to think when he says it. That's the main condition in order for a person to be able to attain the level of Ruach HaKodesh. And he explains why. Lefi, Sha'al Yodom, through making a bracha with Kavona, Mispatel Koyach Oysam HaKlipos, Hanechozois B'macholim HaChumriyim. The way the Rebbein Shem made the world is that even though a person stays alive, he's got neshama, and there's certain ruchnistic elements in every food, but at the end of the day, they're covered with a gashmistic shell. And when you look at a piece of food, you don't see the neshama of the food, you don't see the ruchnistic part, which is keeping our neshama in the guf. But it's there. So this outside, is called in the Sforum a clipper, it's like a peel. The person eats an orange, he makes sure he takes the peel off. Otherwise he'll know that he forgot to take it off. Can't eat it together. And the same thing is, when a person has any food, there's a gashmistik, a shell, which is called the clippers, which are around it. And a person eats around the food, a person eats them, a ruchnistik, a primius, and outside there's a gashmistik, a shell, and a person eats it, there's a sakana that it could be mistabkim mehem ba'odam eichaloysam. How can a person make sure to peel his orange before he eats it, to get rid of this gashmistik, clippers, which are surrounding on this food he's about to eat? So, and the Tzariza reveals to us how this works. A person makes a bracha with kavon on this food. That is how he gets rid of these clippers around the food. And he refines, he purifies the choyme, the gashmis of it. Becomes pure. And therefore he'll be able to ready to accept the kedusha which is in this food. And he ends off with the following three words. Behizirani mo'oid bozeh. My Rebbe Darizal used to warn me a lot about this. So I told the boys that be'emes is a very easy thing to do, but it's hard. When you're not asking them to fast for 40 days, not asking them to speak to Tanis Dibba for hours on end, they're anyway eating, they're anyway making a brocha. But make sure the eating doesn't start when they eat, they shouldn't eat the brocha. The brocha they're saying anyway, say bekavon, it's a matter of getting used to it. So this is a very enticing idea. A person knows this, how powerful is when a person makes a bracha with kavona, it's going to be much easier for him. And the same thing is with legaba berachas amozim kavona. The berachas amozim kavona nowadays, Baruch Hashem, is oilem haskulas. People like skulas. Various different skulas. Even swarming out to tell you which skulas are true, which skulas are not true. But I tell you, skulas says on the Blatt in Mishnah Berurah, behete v'sim kuf behe. Behet of Simon Kuf Behei says, it's a good question you can quiz someone on, which letter in the Aleph base does it not say in benching? Out of all 27 letters, there's 22 letters and 5 ender letters, one of the 27 letters, O and P, in the whole benching. The Behet of says in the beginning of Simon Kuf Behei, and he says that, Matsosi, I found the following pshat. Loma ein endefei, b'berichas amboz, there's no final fei, there's no pei soy fi, there's no endefei in the whole benching. Why? The feature call me Shabirach Hamoz Mikavana, whoever benches with Kavana, Ain Shoilet boy, it won't rule over him, Loy Af, not anger, but Loy Ketzef, not chaos. Umzenoisom Tsui Loy Berevach, he'll have plenty of food, Ubechovet, and Ubechovet the Ka'ofen, call Yomov, his whole life, Sei Vachinach. First part doesn't say in the Chinach, second part it says in the Chinach. So this behetiv, there's a story, a Gewaldige Meister, what happened with it, I saw this Meister printed somewhere. I once printed this mice and I didn't know the second half of the story. And I wrote that at the end, whoever knows the end of the story, you should please let me know. Someone sent me a fax of a copy of a safer that brings the second part of the story as well. This mice took place in the Second World War. And I'll tell you how we know about this story. There was a Yid in Yerushalayim, a menal of a cheder. He noticed that there was a very, very poshuta Yid, very simple Jew, that it looked innocent, but when it came to benching, every word was a kavana. He could see that was something that he was extremely careful about, to bench with kavana. And one day he wanted to, his curiosity got the better of him, and he went over and he asked him, I'm sorry for asking, I was wondering, I see by you, because I'm Muslim, there's a gewaldige mitzvah, the gewaldige chavivas, maybe you can share with me what's behind this. So he told him as follows. He said that before the war, I was a chedi yingle, I was 11 years old, and one day Rameh Shapir, the Reblin Rav, came to our cheder, and he feheded the boys. And then he told us the following. He said that now, as everyone knows, it's a difficult time. Don't know what's coming. There's possibly a war coming. I want to share with you something which you'll be able to take with you, and you'll be protected from any trouble that might come your way. And he told him this behetav. Behetav says, "Avtocha." Person is careful to venture a kavana. Loi shoylet boy, three things. Loi af, loi ketzef, not anger, not chaos, and have nothing bad happening to him. And then always have food ready, bekovedik. So he told the boys, make sure, bench bekavona, and you'll be, have no problems. So the schoolboys, he said, I took it very, very seriously. He said, I made sure from then on, whenever it came to benching, I benched everywhere properly. The boys were already outside playing. I made sure to bench inside word for word. And I had this Kabbalah until I came to Auschwitz. And I was standing there and I said, Ribbono Shel Olam. So I took on myself to make sure to bench with Kavana. And I've got a Havtocha, I've got a promise that nothing's bad going to happen to me. And whenever this happens, he always got sent to the right. And then he had the second problem. How is he going to get food? As we know what people did to be able to get half a slice of bread. Ribbono Shel Olam kept his half of the promise. He gave him a job in the kitchen. The whole war, he had a job in the kitchen, and whenever he needed, he had food ready available for him. So much so, that one day, a Nazi machshama came in there and saw that he had this job in the kitchen, and it wasn't exactly the place where he wanted to see someone have so much food available. And he told him, go outside. This is the second half of the story, which I found out later. And he told him, I want you to dig me a ditch a certain size. And he gave him a spade, and he said, if it's not done, when I come back, then that's it. It's impossible for him to do it. So he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, he said, I've been careful on benching every time I'm this is the bench with Kavana. And you told me, Ain't Shoilet Boy Afele Ketzef. Nothing's bad going to happen. So as he said that, a truck came along and emptied out a whole wang of load of vegetables. A delivery for the kitchen that they needed. Okay. So the valet, he didn't have a yeshua, he didn't know what was going to happen. A few minutes later, some other chevra came, a whole group of people came past, and they said, what's all this vegetables over here? So he had the Yiddish blood, and he told them on the spot, he said, listen here, I've got a deal for you. Whoever manages, if you together manage to be able to dig me this ditch, this and this deep, you can take whatever you want from this pile. They got to work straight away, they started digging, they dug as much as you wanted, they took what was there, and shortly later, the first soldier came back and he couldn't believe his eyes that it was Taka done. He had no choice. He couldn't shoot him, and he Taka survived. And years later, he came to Shalim, and it was evident that this person was Nidah still on Birch Samozen, and he could see it was Mekayim be'emes this Avtocha, that when it comes to benching, a person got Avtocha from the Birch Shalim. But still, there's another machshava which lechayda is going to make things a lot easier. Years ago, when I was a bocha, I was once in Eretz Yisrael in the summer, and someone that was close to Daniel Frisch, the mechaba of the Pirish, Mosig Mitzvash and Zayar Kodesh, and he told me that he can come and eat there Friday night the Suda by him. Okay, I didn't say no to such an offer. So I still remember till today, one Friday night, I was able to eat by his... He was talking Torah between all the courses. Every Gemara was quoted word for word. It's gewaldige simcha, gewaldige to see. And it was Parashas Re'e. I don't remember anymore exactly what year, Parashas Re'e. And he said over a Medrash, he said over so many times, again and again, and it stuck in my head. The Medrash says a very powerful Lashon. The Medrash says, Om HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Shem says, Ein Adam Shemei Ali, Umafsid. No one listens to me and loses out. Adkan Divra Medrash. He said over again and again. Om HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein Adam Shemei Ali, Umafsid. No one listens to me and loses out. And this Divra Medrash is something which is negated to this Indian. Because many times a person thinks to himself that it's a sacrifice. It means he would want to do A and he's not doing it. But once you see this Medrash, it's be'emes, he's not going to lose out. He is. A certain level of enjoyment which he wanted to have, and seemingly he's giving it up, he's losing out. So the Yoshe Devre Emes writes that there's no such thing. If a person is Bashet, they came to Rosh Hashanah, every single aspect of a person's life was decided. How much he's going to have in life, how much he's going to have in Parnassah, how much he's going to have in enjoyment. So there's a certain level of enjoyment, and Toshin Ayin Ches, we were allowed to have. Now a person can say to himself that this enjoyment, which is Bashar for me to have, I'm not going to sacrifice, I'm going to invest it. Instead of enjoying it over this Gashmi stick of food, whatever it is that he wants to have, he said, I'm going to invest it, I'm not going to take this Hana on this Gashmi stick of thing, and he'll get it paid back. He'll come to a Shabbos, he'll feel a Gashmak in a Shabbos. He'll come to a Davening, he'll feel a Gashmak in a Davening. Come to a learning, he'll understand it better, he'll have more of a Gashmak. Why do you have such a Gashmak? Because Be'emes, that Gashmak, that Hana was Be'emes Bashet for him to have. And the Rebbein Shalom says, Ain't other Shema Ali Amas, not possible a person to lose out. I mean, whatever's going to get, besides for the schar of doing what he had to do, and for that itself he has to be rewarded, but it's an exchange, it's an investment. He's swapping that Hana for a different type of Hana. So we learn again Parashas Va'aloischa, and we see that the Torah teaches us, L'neitech Netzochim, the Parashah of the Mis'avim, the Mis'avim Taiva, they wanted to have meat, and they remembered the fish. And we learn this Parashah, we think it's Madregas of Doris earlier, of previous generations. And L'chayra, we're simple Eden, what do you want from us? So we spoke about the Indian that Be'emes says it's a Shulchan Aruch. Simration Amadal of Mechaba teaches us that person, when he does something Gashmius, he should think that he's doing it Hashem Shemaim. We saw the Ramah in Simon Kuf Samach Zayin, which says that every table is a Mizbeach, and that's why a person has to have salt. We serve an Abdurov, that's why when a person eats or has salt on his table, it reminds him of the request of the Bakosha, of the crying out of the salt, I want to be close to the Burnish Lolem. That's what salt teaches this lesson, and that what gives Be'emes the time and the essence. And we spoke about that the generations earlier had asogas of enjoying a bracha more than the food, that even if the Gevaldige Madregas, which Lechoira are way above us, but if a Rishonim Kivini Adam, if we see that they manage, they could also be able to get there. Then we spoke about the end of a table is a mizbech, and the scarab is Lashem coming close to the Bnei Shlomo. We realize the Bnei Shlomo is giving him to eat then. And we spoke about the Gevaldige Lashem of the Arizal, that person makes bracha b'kavona, that Be'emes takes away all the bad parts of the food. And that gives the person the courage to be able to establish to the Kedusha. We saw the behater that person says, b'chamoz b'kavona, he'll be saved from any problems, and have mzoinis b'revach kol yomov. And this we saw with the miser of the seed from the wall that he was staying and had a job in the kitchen. And he was had this akima, these avtochas. And we saw that the Bashar Chochma says this week of Parshas Va'aloischa. That's why there were 70 people of Zkenim to show us that every single Eid can be able to get to them. Was this connection to Chodesh Sivan this month, especially where we learn that Zvulun connected Eilam Azeh to Eilam Abba. And then we saw that Be'emes, even though it's a Pele Ishkiyafli, but. And most people will not be able to get there. A person deserves a crown, and Nozik deserves a crown when he gets there. I've got the koich to be able to get there. I should be zeicher taka to be zeicher to be mekayim. All that we saw now from Shulchan Aruch and from previous rebbes. Ad vias goyel tzarik mehevi amenu.